I'm so sorry. We're going to start from the beginning. My apologies. Okay.
Yep.
So let me turn the recording. I was like, gosh darn it, it just clicked on me. Okay. So let me turn the recording back on, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Legendary Services, Inc.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Brandon Oakley, President.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Brandon, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I want you to keep in mind, we know sometimes if we call you with an update, you're in the middle of a job, right? You can't just pick up the phone. All we ask is that you at least respond within 24 business hours. Please be aware that you might get a call from a company, again, that's trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We will never call you to ask you to pay more than the $299 a month. Always ask, what's my security question? Again, if they hang up on you, it is not us calling. Okay? That's how you'll know. All right? Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Do you want me to explain what that means? First, okay, yeah, I usually do. So what we're saying here, Brandon, is we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing, right? What we're saying is that before you do, just please give us a call so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. So, like, for example, if you called and said, hey, I'm going to be paying for Facebook ads, we would tell you, Brandon, don't do it. We're already including it in our program, so it's saving you money. Okay? We're aware you're doing Angie's. It's not, Angie's doesn't do anything that we do, so that's fine. We're just saying before you do any other additional marketing, just give us a heads up so we can ensure that we're not already including that service, so it saves you money. Okay? Okay. Now, just going back to that, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is December 7th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. What that means, Brandon, is your second payment will automatically be charged on the seventh day of January 2024 in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement is going to automatically renew. It's what we call a recurring payment. So what that means is every seventh of the month, you will automatically be charged $299. However, you may pause or cancel your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And I'm texting you that number right now, but I'm also going to repeat it to you. So client support's number is going to be 877-635-6225. We ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. So if you choose to pause it or you need a counsel, just remember, call 3 business days before the 7th, so that way you don't get charged on the 7th, okay? There's no cancellation fee. We just part as friends, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm doing now, Brandon, I'm going to be updating the package. I will be processing the payment. And can you take a look and make sure that you got the text message for client support? I just sent you that number.
Local Splash, welcome. If you have any questions, feel free to contact us.
Yes, that's going to be the 877 number. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that's the number for client support. Now, we're always here Monday through Friday. We're here from 7 to 4 every day, which is actually, because we're Pacific Standard Time, we're 3 hours behind you. So we're always here for you 10 to 7. The only days that we will not be here, okay, these next coming weeks, is going to be Christmas Day and New Year's Day. We're observing those holidays. Other than that, we're always here Monday through Friday. Okay, so just an FYI. Now, I also sent you a second text message you should have received. I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I always like for you to have my information. So you should have received a text message with my name, Nadine Medina, my phone number, and my extension. Did you get that one?
Yes, right under the
Okay, beautiful. Now, as I'm updating your package and then processing the payment, you're going to get your receipt sent both to your email, and we're also going to send it to you in a text message. We send it to both. And I'm going to go over that with you as well. So I want to schedule your client interview, okay? The client interview, we're going to block out an hour, but it can take between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. But I want to set it up at a time that is convenient for you, okay? The latest time I have for today, and I don't know if this time will work for you. I'm going to give it to you in your time zone. I have an appointment between 5 and 6 o'clock today for your client interview. You don't need to be in front of a computer for this. Would that time work for you today?
Yeah, that'll work.
Perfect. Okay. So during your client interview, basically they're going to be re-verifying all the information you and I went over. They're going to go over keywords, websites, search terms, all of that. Now, they're also going to be crossing what I would say, crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's. Okay, we're going to call you from an 877 number between 5 and 6 o'clock. You just need to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour, Brandon. If for some reason when we call you, you happen to be in the middle of something and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes, and we will call you right back. We'll also send you a reminder an hour before your interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour, okay? And I'm sending you the email on that one, too. I want to go over also just a few notes. These are basic notes for the technicians so that they know where to start from, okay? So under your services, the obvious, of course, is electrician, but is there anything specific that you want me to notate on here? EV chargers? I mean, what would you like me to list?
Yeah.
No worries.
So definitely EV charging.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you do new construction, electrical work, or installs?
Yes, I actually started writing some of this down last night. Charging station, sale and installation.
Uh-huh.
Sales and installation, I guess.
Sales and installations, okay.
Home generator system, sales and installation.
Okay, let me write that down. Home generator, sales and installations.
Mm-hmm.
Is this all residential and commercial?
Yeah.
Okay. What are we today? Thursday already. Oh, my Lord. I can't believe these days are flying by. Oh, my gosh. I've done no Christmas shopping. The ones in Hawaii, I think I'm just going to basically sell their parents' money and just say bye to the kids. I'm bummed that they're so far away, but you know what? I'm glad that he's trying to make a career out of it. So, you know what I mean? I'm excited for them. Okay, let's see. And this one's not. And then you're fully licensed and insured, Brandon? It's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit.
Yeah.
Okay. Your business Facebook page, so the way that we'll be creating it, it's going to be created through your personal page. Nobody is going to see your personal page. They're all created this way, so that way you have access to it. Are you just listed by your first and last name on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try to see if I could find it. Do you remember what your profile picture looks like?
Me, my girlfriend, and my son.
Okay.
Hey, I got to real quick.
No worries. Take your time. Take your time.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, he wants everything. Did you already talk to him?
Yeah.
Okay, the back of the garage.
Yeah, he's saying drop off there.
Still all right? Yeah, drop off new stuff.
Yeah,
taking the old stuff away.
Yeah, we're taking it up for free.
Cool. All right.
Who can thank for me for just watching the garage?
Both of them are here?
Yeah, just wash and dry air the food hose. Yeah, you guys were pretty long.
Cool.
Friday, right. We put her in the driver.
Awesome. All right. Sounds good. Appreciate you guys. All right, I'm back.
Okay. I think I found you. Are you wearing black glasses from Salisbury? Stephen Decatur High School? U.S. Army. I think I found you. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, is that your daughter? She's so cute. Aww.
My son.
Wait a minute. I thought I saw a little girl on there somewhere. Wait, let me go back and make sure I got the right one. Hold on. I was looking at a different one. Wait a minute.
Nah. All right. So the
okay, there's your son. Yes, there's a picture of you, the missus, and your son. Okay. Oh, my gosh. He is so cute. Aww. How old is he now?
A little over one.
Oh, my gosh. Wait until they grow up. They're the best. I have a bunch of grandkids. I got like 12 of them, so. Okay, and then let's see here. Oh, so you have an option, Brandon. We could put a tracking number. Instead of listing like your physical phone number, we could put a tracking number that's actually linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you can download from the App Store that will allow you to track your phone calls, your messages. You could even block if a spam call were to come in. Do you prefer that it be your physical phone number listed there, or would you be interested in a tracking number? Totally up to you.
Okay, you lost me on a tracking number. What is that?
Okay, I'll explain it. So, instead of us listing like your physical phone number on there, we could put a tracking number that would be linked to your phone, and it would come with an app that's downloaded from the App Store, right? It allows you on that app to track your phone calls, your messages. If let's say a spam call came in, you can block it from that app. So you have the option that either we could put the tracking number, just to give me an example, let's say the numbers 123-456-7890, right? That's the number that they'll see. When they call that number, it's still ringing to your phone. So it's just an added feature if you want it or not. It doesn't cost you anything. Even if you choose to not do it now and you want it later, we can always add it later. Not a big deal. Doesn't cost you.
So pretty much the company would have a new phone number, but it would still go straight to my phone.
Yes, correct. Now, if you have business cards... So let's say you have business cards, right, that have that phone, that already have your phone number on there, then I would say just keep it as your phone number listed.
Well, I mean, I can get new business cards. The problem is when I started this company, like, I didn't get a new phone line, so I used my personal line.
Oh, okay. Then you might want to do the tracking number for now and tell you when you get the new phone number. So this way people aren't seeing your actual physical phone number. Do you see what I'm saying?
And,
Yeah, and do you guys provide that number, or do I have to get it?
Oh yeah, well they'll get that phone number for you.
And I'll have a local area code and whole nine yards.
I believe so. I would have to ask a technician. Here's what I'm going to put on there. I'm going to put maybe, and I'm going to have them go over more in detail with you. I believe it would be a local number. I wouldn't quote me on that, but I want them to give you more information on it. So I'm just going to put maybe. So this way during the client interview, you could say yay or nay. Okay?
That'll work.
Okay, so I'm going to put needs more info. All right, awesome. And then do you want me to put you down for the 50-mile radius?
Yeah, I mean, you said that's as far as it goes, right?
Yeah, that's as far as it'll target, correct.
Yeah, do it as far as it'll go.
Okay, and then when we're communicating you through text, do you prefer when we communicate to you that it be phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
All three is fine.
All three. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Friday, normal hours, Saturday, Sunday, and holidays.
Emergency?
Emergency, yeah. After hours or emergency. I mean, in our line, it might not be an emergency call, but it might be an after hours call.
Yeah. Well, you never know. All I know is my husband was messing around with electrical work the other day, and I'm on my laptop doing stuff on the computer, and I hadn't saved anything yet, and he was trying to, I don't know what he was doing. He does dialysis, so he gets anxiety, so he just, you know, monkeys around with stuff, and I'm like, what did you just do? Half the electricity went off on this side of the house. He's like, I'm just changing the thing. Oh, my God, can you please not, especially on a weekend? If we got to call an electrician, you know what it's going to cost us? You know what I mean? I'm all, come on, dude. You're killing me here. Okay, so normal hours, are you like a typical 8 to 5, 9 to 6?
Normal hours, I mean, not really. Eight to four.
8 to 4. Okay, perfect. Mm. And then on Saturday and Sunday, emergency, after hours, holidays, emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And what forms of payments do you accept, Brandon? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, credit card, Cash App?
We do Cash App, Venmo, cash, check. I'm trying to figure out the whole credit card process.
You know what I would suggest for you? Look into Square. Look into the Square app. So Square, what's cool about it, and look into it because, I mean, I know each credit card company that, like, does credit cards, they're going to have fees, but those fees you could tack on too, right? When you're invoicing, you just give them the heads up. Like, if you want to pay with credit cards, this is what it's going to cost, you know? That's what my aunt does it for her catering business, but she uses Square because even for her taxes, she could do invoicing from there, and it's just so much easier for her to see what she did in total through credit cards and what she paid in total on fees herself, right? And she claims all of that on her taxes. So it's an easier way for her to kind of keep track of everything, and it creates invoices for her too, which is pretty cool. And she just slaps her business logo on there. So you might want to look into it and see. And it goes straight to her bank account. Yeah, she has it hooked up like that. Sometimes your banks also have options too, might give you a better rate because if you bank with them, but those would be options. Now, two things. I need you to either go to your emails or your text messages. And there's going to be two of them that I need you to find. I need you to find the one that says initial invoice, and then we'll already be done. Probably like 2 minutes. And it'll say, Dear Brandon C., thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. It would have came either before or after the welcome one.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Okay, beautiful. It'll show you that it is a recurring charge, and then it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. So you're going to click on that, and it'll open up a page that'll say at the very top, local splash, terms of experience. Let me know when you're on that page, and I'm going to walk you through this.
I'm on it.
Okay. So under the services for your Platinum package, you're going to have the Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access, Directory Submission. You have the customized website as well. Facebook Business Page Access, Facebook Ads. Google Ads and Google Guaranteed, as I mentioned to you earlier, those are other products that we assist with. If you want to ever discuss those, just give me a call and we can go over those products as well. Okay. Underneath of, let's see, further down, Google Workspace. That's what I was telling you about that they might offer you during your client interview. That's the Google Work email. Remember that it is an added cost, so they would go over the additional fees on that with you. I don't know the cost on that. You don't have to do it. You could decline. Advanced Reporting System. Live Client Support Team is also part of your package, and it shows our hours Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. Also, SMS communication. We also communicate through text message. Our delivery dates, which I went over with you, 6 to 10 days, the PIN code will come in the mail from Google. 5 to 7 days, you're going to have the business Facebook page created. You're going to be listed in the directories as well. And then you'll also receive your login credentials 5 to 7 days. 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads are live, website is live. As far as the first page placement on Google, that will always take, we say, 30 to 45 days, but I've seen it many times happen sooner, okay? And we'll send you notifications as these steps are being processed. Under your payments, you pay $398 to activate your services. $99 was just for the setup fee. And we break it down for you. So the $299, we take $100 allocated to your Facebook ads. You will never incur additional click fees or anything like that. You're only paying this flat rate, okay? The monthly thereafter, it shows you $199, $100, $299 a month. So you know every month after, that's all it's ever going to be. You need to put it on a seasonal hold. You need to cancel. It states there called 3 business days before the billing is due. Where it says mobile phone, it's your phone number listed there that we will text if we ever send you a text message. You're going to click on the two boxes below that. One says that you agree to receive SMS messages sent to your phone. The other one is certifying that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is complete and accurate. And then at the bottom, Brandon, you're going to type your name where it says sign, Brandon space C, no period, and then your last name, Oakley. The date is already there, so you don't need to put the date. And then you're going to click on confirm signature. Once you do that, it should open up a page that's asking you to enter a username and a password. Let me know once you're there, okay?
All right, I'm there.
All right. Perfect. So this is where you would go in and track your results with us. So we don't have that username or password yet. In 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive an email with this link, a username and a password, and you could even update it to a password of your choice. Okay. And then the last, there was a last one that I wanted you to look at. It'll say action needed and it'll say pictures needed for Google verification. This is what's going to also help us get you verified through Google faster. So Google's cracking down on businesses that aren't legitimate, that are taking away business from you and others that are. So Google is going to want pictures of your tools and or work equipment, your work truck or vehicle, whatever you use with the license plate showing. Send us a picture of your business license, your business insurance. If you hand out business cards, send us a photo of that. The items that you do have, send us pictures on. If you don't have certain items, don't worry about it, okay? So there's a link there that you can upload the pictures to, or you can just send them through text message, whatever's easiest for you or the email, okay? And then just today, we'll be calling you as a reminder between 5 and 6 o'clock. If I am not on a call or in a meeting, I will be the one making the call and introducing you to your technician. If I'm not available at that time, then they're just going to call you directly, and it'll be from an 877 number, okay?
All right, I just clicked on it, and it says local / Google verification. It's got some email that I have no idea what that is.
Which one are you looking at, hon? On the under the photos?
No, I just clicked on the link that was in the text message. And it says local slash Google verify. Took me to a web page, docs.google.com.
Yes. So what you can do on that, so on that link, what you can do is upload the pictures there. It makes it simpler for you, right? So when you click on that.
I don't even know what that is. That's not my email.
What do you mean?
When it takes me to docs.google.com, page loads, it says local slash Google verification. Please use this form to supply all necessary documentation to Google for your Google business profile verification. Right under that, it says b.oakley011986@gmail.com, and then a tab to switch account. I don't know what email that is.
I don't know what email that is either, because I have you under legendaryservicesinc@outlook.com. Don't upload any photos there yet until I have the technician look at it, because it could be a little glitch or something. So don't upload any photos on that yet. If anything, let the technician, I'm going to talk to them to take a look at that. Yeah, because I have you for legendaryservicesinc@outlook.com. That's the email I have.
Yeah, it's not much of it here.
Yeah, unless if you're looking at it from for example, I have my Gmail all set up on my iPhone. So if I gave someone a Yahoo email, right, but I'm looking at it through my Gmail, it'll automatically open it up as if it's in my Gmail. But don't upload any photos yet until the technician takes a look at that, because we want to make sure that you send the photos to us. Yeah, I don't know where that email came out from. That's weird. Yeah, don't upload anything yet on that, okay? Let me have the technician look at it, okay?
Yep.
All right. Well, I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super, super excited for you. Do you mind if I notate that you're a veteran from the Army, an Army vet?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, perfect. I'd like to notate that. Honestly, when you mentioned that about being the vet, being an Army veteran, typically, I'll be honest with you, Brandon, that customized website just alone is like $2,500 on that, just for that customized website. Because typically, you get just like a regular little landing page, which, I mean, it's all right, but to me, I don't know. I just think it's just like a one page, it's like anyone could do that, right? So that's why I included the My Site for you, without it being an additional cost. And that's just to kind of thank you for your service. So it is greatly appreciated.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're so welcome. All right. So we'll talk with you later on this afternoon, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. You have a good rest of the day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Thanks. You're welcome. Yeah. Bye-bye.